Hey everyone, well, welcome to Stutter Talk. Today's host is the one and only Dr. Tom Vidish, the brain behind the Stuttering Brain blog. Tom will be hosting Stutter Talk episodes this summer from the International Fluency Association's World Congress in Lisbon, Portugal, July 6th through 8th. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Stutter Talk. My name is Dr. Tom Weidig. You might also know me from the Stuttering Brain blog. And I'm here with Jelena Tadic, a speech and language therapist from Serbia. Welcome to Stutter Talk, Jelena.
Thank you, Tom.
International conferences are always a great place to meet people from all around the world. And you can experience different cultures. And you can see how the different countries are dealing with stuttering, but also which kind of treatment options are available. There are many commonalities, but there are also fine differences. And today, I would like to talk about those fine differences with Jelena Tadic. So, Jelena, maybe you could just in a few words, just describe to us the country that you're calling home.
The country that I'm calling home, Serbia, is a small country in Balkan. It used to be part of Yugoslavia for that part of your audience who remembers those days. And yes, it is a nice country, has nice mountains, nice flatlands, no sea, unfortunately, but that's that.
Great. So, how does Serbia deal with people who stutter?
Serbia, I guess, is almost any other country. Different people are dealing with it in different ways. So better educated people or people who had already some experiences either with people who stutter or with people who have other speaking difficulties will have one kind of approach, the other people the other. In general, as a society, in Serbia, people who stutter have the opportunity to have the therapy for as long as they need it. There are obviously problems because not everyone can get to the therapy. There are long waiting lists, and quite often people have to travel several hours to reach the therapist who has experience in stuttering, because, as you know, that is not that often percentage-wise in population.
That's very interesting. Now, do you see any fundamental differences between the healthcare systems that you have, or maybe that you had 40 years ago, because your country comes from a socialistic society? And other healthcare systems, like maybe in England or in the United States. I mean, what commonalities and what differences do you see there?
Well, as far as I have seen it till today, in Serbia it used to be, and it still is, that everyone who pays healthcare insurance has the right to all the treatments that might be needed, and has the right for all the treatments for as long time as needed. So if you need only 5 sessions of therapy, you will get them. If you need 5 years of therapy, you will get that. Obviously, in practice, it all looks a bit different since of shortage of money and shortage of people who are providing the treatment. And sometimes even it's a problem to pay for travel to come to the therapist who is experienced with the problem that one might have.
Okay, so let's assume you are now in treatment. Now, which kind of treatment could a person who stutters expect from the Serbian healthcare system?
Well, in most cases, what is covered by healthcare system is the approach that has been developed in Serbia many years ago, 40, 45 years already, and was changing a bit through the time, but it is still one complex treatment approach that combines not only stuttering modification techniques or fluency shaping techniques, but also some cognitive behavior. It has some cognitive behavioral part. It has outpatient and inpatient part. So it has a good follow-up. So it's quite robust in one way, but in the other, you don't go and change your therapist every 6 months when you master one part, and then you need help in the other part of your functioning, everyday functioning. So that is what is most often offered.
Okay, so really it's a more holistic approach that you're offering. So it has elements of fluency shaping, maybe stuttering, modification, but also more a psychotherapy and group therapy based.
Yes.
Okay, now, but are there also other approaches, or maybe some private individuals or private organizations in Serbia that that promise people the cure, or maybe that just work with one-dimensional treatment, but that seem to be quite successful and quite popular?
Well, in recent decades, we have seen the development of private therapists or therapy approaches offered, and in most cases they are unidimensional. In some cases they work really well, because not everyone needs everything, but in some cases we just see clients coming back to us after having done one or two different therapies of this type.
What kind of literature do you have to train up the therapist, or maybe to engage in further education? Do you have your own books written by Serbian people in some language, or do you mostly use literature from other countries, and which countries are they?
Well, since we do have university and faculty for speech and language therapists, we do have books in our own language. But all students are strongly encouraged to read also other literature, and that would mostly be English literature, since some Russian, I guess, but mostly English, since on one side most people do speak or at least read English, and on the other side I think that the most literature that we have nowadays in stuttering, at least, comes from English-speaking countries, because there are several of them, big countries with strong economies, who are investing in stuttering research of treatment causes and stuff.
Talking about the economy, I mean, Serbia is not known as one of the most wealthiest countries in the world, but of course it's also not known as a very poor country. It's industrialized, it has a lot of universities, it has a high educational level. But so how is the life of a speech and language established in Serbia? I mean, are they well off, not well off? I mean, how are they doing?
And also,
you see, but can they afford to actually come to international conferences?
Well, on the local level, they are doing quite fine. They have slightly above average salaries, but you have to know that average salary in Serbia equals roughly $400 per month net. It's usually one parent and one child living on that salary. So you can imagine that it is not really very easy to take $500 to pay for a conference plus all the other expenses. So therapists are trying to either get some scholarships or discounts. They are obviously aiming and going to just those conferences that are affordable, available, maybe where they have some place to sleep at, so they don't have to pay for the hotel. And most definitely they will choose those conferences that are dealing with the narrow field of work that they are experts at or that they are aiming to become experts at.
So that's interesting. So in a sense, you're telling us that Serbia has too much money to get scholarships and not enough money to actually give the scholarships themselves.
Yes, exactly that.
Is that a fair description? Okay, so to start off the end of our interview, I would like to ask you two questions. The first question is, now, if there's anything that the world should know about what you have done in Serbia, some little thing that you notice that you do a tiny little bit better than the rest of the world, is that maybe that the world can learn from Serbia. What would it be?
What would it be?
On stuttering.
Well, I think that we all can learn from each other. What I might underline is that stuttering is a multidimensional problem. And also each individual is multidimensional as such. So try not to seek for one single therapy approach that will really fix all stuttering in all cases, in all people. And try to look at both the person as multidimensional and to cut and cut the treatment to have both technical or fluency, shaping, enhancing techniques there, but also to cover the other sides as social, emotional, because, yeah.
And now as the last questions, so what could Serbian speech language therapists learn from what you have learned at these conferences that they might not be doing yet?
To better document things, to invest in better technical equipment, and to try as much as possible to get those scholarships so that we can share, exchange things with other people much more. So to be open to others.
Thank you very much for your time, Jelena Tadic. Thank you for being on Stutter Talk.
Thank you to
all our listeners to listen to Stutter Talk. My name is Dr. Tom Weidig. Goodbye and see you soon.